What's up, guys? Welcome to the latest episode of Barbells and Banter. So as always, went everywhere with this particular podcast. Fielded some questions that were coming through, so keep those coming in, and we'll answer those, you know, kind of sporadically throughout some episodes and whatnot. So we talked about electrolytes, you know, maybe where to find them and how to implement them into your day. We talked about bulking and cutting, and you know what the best method is, maybe if you're trying to add on a large amount of muscle size. Or maybe if you're more interested in kind of just keeping leaner. What else did we talk about, Tam?
Electrolytes.
Electrolytes, bulking and cutting, gym outfits.
Training outfits.
And training hard and grunting in the gym. You know, what do you guys think of people grunting in the gym? And smelly people. You know, what the deal is with smelly people in the gym. So, as always, enjoy the episode. Like, share, sub, follow, comment. Keep the questions coming and enjoy the episode. All right, so where were we? About shitting yourself in an ice bath. So for those who don't know what we're talking about, go back 2 episodes and tune in and get yourselves up to speed. So what I was saying was I feel like the reason the probability gets higher of shitting yourself if you don't have any exposure to that degree of temperature.
Mm.
So, like, you know, what would the water be? Like, minus whatever, right?
Yeah.
So, if you have a cold shower, that's not minus whatever.
Yeah, I'd be curious to that.
So, then you could go, it's like a couple of cold showers and then go in. So, if someone's, like, just living their, like, fucking bougie-ass 21st century life and it's like, you know, goes into a fucking...
I've seen this on the internet.
Let's go.
Can't be that bad.
Yeah, that's it. And then their body's just like, hold my beer. Just
or don't.
Or just eject.
I don't know, man. I feel like there's got to be other circumstances at play.
Yeah. Like what?
Like you've got to have an upset stomach before.
Nah, I'm telling you. There's no way. No, that is like your body is shutting down. It's like it's like there's only two ends. There's only two ends that it can come out of.
You don't reckon it was like, we're all hungover, let's have an ice bath so we feel better.
Nah. It was for content.
Fuck.
It was for content. So they were just doing it. Like, just like, oh, let's do ice baths.
Yeah, wow. Yeah,
because everyone else is doing them. Yeah. And then just like, I can't believe that person sitting next to her.
For so long.
Just didn't get out. Oh, man.
I don't think she could comprehend what had happened.
If that water changed a spectrum, just a slight speck outside of clear, I'm fucking out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I was watching some... you know, like people do those weekends, the mentoring weekends or whatever, where they do the mind, body, spirit stuff.
Oh, that's we are ice bathing and cold walking this weekend, by the way.
We are?
No.
Oh, fuck, are you kidding me? It wouldn't surprise me. It's just like, hey, what gimmicks can we bring to this fucking... If that was the case, it's like, I'm not coming. It's like, it's shit. It's already shit. I was just watching this dude, like, just... slowly lower himself in, and I'm like, it's gonna happen, you're gonna shit yourself.
Yeah,
I was just waiting.
Yeah,
but didn't happen.
That was like a real big thing, the walking on coals thing a while ago. Tony Robbins used to do it,
walking on coals.
Yeah
right.
It was like the business before ice baths. It was like, that was the like
it's like you don't have it unless you can walk on these coals,
basically. Yeah, it was like a mind over matter thing. It was, I think they've just realized that OH&S and just logistics and cost to set up. It's like much easier to just freeze people than have them walk on.
Let's choose
goals.
Another type of hard.
Yeah.
I wonder what's next. It's like, yeah, man, just like
what'll be the next trend?
Lean in this chair and we'll put this cloth on you and just pour water on you as we took you back.
Yeah, my favorite one this week is...
Can't get waterboarded, you don't want it hard enough, man.
You can't last 2 minutes under being waterboarded.
Yeah, you just don't want it bad enough, man.
Fuck.
Just never going to make it.
That's wild. We should start that.
Fuck that. I put a cold... The barber got, like... You know when they get the towel? The steamy one? So, like, he put it over my face. Like, usually you wrap it around...
Yeah,
my face. So, but he like kind of just put it on me, and then moved my head back because he was going to do my lines. And then like I had this like 1 to 2 seconds of like, I need to get out.
Yeah,
like,
wow.
Oh, bro, it was instant, man. So I was like, imagine, because I was like, I felt like I was suffocating.
Yeah.
So as soon as like he put it on and he tilted my head back,
could you actually not breathe, or just as a perception?
I couldn't breathe because it was like a steaming towel, you know what I mean? And it was stuck to my face.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it. And he just literally, like, my head went back, like, I don't know, 15 degrees. Like, yeah. So I was like, imagine. And then I just started getting, like, you know, that morbid curiosity that I have. Like, imagine someone's pouring, like, a 20-gallon.
It's always been something that's played on the back of my mind. Like,
could you do it?
Low-key wanting to try
it. Could you try it? Yeah. I've got some friends who tried it, and they were like, as soon as the water hit their face, they were just like, no.
Off the table.
Yeah. They're just like, no, it's not happening.
Yeah.
Because you literally feel like you're drowning.
Fuck.
So, in the movies, and they just keep pouring and stuff. Like, that's probably not happening. They're probably dead by then, or they're suffocated. It's just passed out.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. The way they, like, this is fucked up to talk about, but even the way they torture people now, like, without physical harm to them, like, it's fucking crazy. Like, just spotlights and just, like, heavy metal music. Imagine just being hung.
Yeah, I heard they used Metallica Enter Sandman on loop.
Yeah. Well,
for ages. Yeah, or, like, dripping the water.
Yeah, it just touches there. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they do all of that all at once.
Yeah.
So if you're a really bad person, they really want to extract some information out of you, they'll just hang you with spotlights, music, and they'll just have the water dropping on your head the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't have no minimum effective dose.
Nah, that's right. And then they can just, like, results. Take all that shit off and dry you out and be like, oh, we didn't touch you.
He just told us.
He must be crazy. Yeah, they got no proof. It's fucked up, man.
Show us the injuries.
So much of that stuff would be happening. Yeah.
Have you ever watched The Blacklist?
No, but I heard it's a thing.
So they just released a new season.
Yeah.
So it's been like, I reckon, maybe a 5-year gap.
Yeah.
And James Spader is, like,
so good.
We were talking about it last night. I think it's the best television acting performance I've ever seen.
That is.
And, like, the first season, everyone else sucks. And they just get progressively better. And it's like, are you just getting better because you're working with him?
Yeah, you just got to get on his level.
Yeah, you've got, like, coaches come in.
Yeah.
But they did some cool stuff when everything was locked down. They had, like, they'd filmed, like, half the season. But they don't film, like, an episode.
Yeah.
They film scenes.
Yeah.
And then build it out. So there was, like, they just made CGI, like, cartoon versions of what happened to finish the episodes to get them out. It's actually really cool. It was a cool solution to the problem. So it just became like a graphic novel almost.
Right.
But yeah, then we're starting from the start because the new season's out.
Blacklist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But he's good, hey. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm at a shortage of TV shows at the moment. I just finished Succession. So that was really good. So if you haven't watched that, it's good. What am I watching? I don't think I'm watching anything.
Yeah, so I'm not really, like, we usually have, like, a show that we watch. It's terrible, but the show we watch when we eat, it's like we sit down and watch a show.
Distract yourself from eating food.
Yeah, poor digestion.
Wonder why your digestion sucks.
but it's distension and, poor relationships with food.
I don't know why I'm so bloated and I just keep eating.
I need some lemon juice.
He's not letting that go, is he?
I'm coming back to it.
He's not letting that go. 3 days now.
So yeah, like, we only watch like 1-2 episodes a night, and I don't, like, I can't watch something heavy.
Oh yeah. What's heavy to you though? Is that just a commitment?
Something that I have to pay attention to, like, figure it out. Whereas, like, Blacklist, I know what happens.
Yeah.
Like, I know the storyline enough through. Yeah. So usually it's like just like shit.
Yeah, you can, like, just have it on.
Fucking Friends and Big Bang. And
we watch CSI.
Yeah.
So you just watch...
Same category.
600 episodes of just, like, terrible acting.
Yeah. It's like, I bet they catch the guy.
Yeah. It's always got to do... someone's always dropping semen around. You know? It's like, hang on, man, there's fucking semen over there.
Yeah.
Like, they've got him.
Found him. There's a sock under the bed.
Yeah.
All right, can I change direction totally?
Mate.
I'm going to save it.
We can go.
I'm going to save. We're going from shitting in spas to come everywhere. So, when was it? Sunday morning? So, Amy usually sleeps facing away from me.
Yeah.
Because she's more comfortable on her left side at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, I rolled over the other day to, like, put my hand on her and she was facing me. I'm like, oh, cool. I like hanging out with Biscuit. Just put my hand on her tummy. I'm sitting there for, like, just sort of dozing a little bit. Next minute, I just feel this, like, roll across my palm.
Mm.
So I felt my kid for the first time.
Aw.
Yeah.
Good job, man. That's awesome. Sick. Yeah, like, that would have been cool.
2 minutes later, her like stomach gargled, and I was like, was it just like a stomach cramp? Or was it really? Yeah. Really? Yes. But yeah, it was
a person in there.
Yeah. It
That's
was cool.
Mad, man. How long you guys got there?
24 weeks today. So 20 to 22.
Yeah.
Yeah, more likely 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Takes what?
I think 40
weeks to make a baby, right?
42 is like normal,
yeah.
I think, or 40 to 42, and then your first is like, I think it's like 70% chance to go late.
Yeah, it's really dragging it out. Yeah, the first one, right?
Yeah, yeah. And our midwife doesn't get back from, she's like overseas for Christmas. She doesn't get back till like first, second week of Jan. So like, you can't.
Fine.
No babies before that.
Just hold it in.
Yeah.
Just doesn't matter. Just
end
suck
of Jan.
It in. Just suck it in.
Just flex harder. What contractions? Just hold it in. No, don't care.
How's the trend going?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Any deficits still?
Yeah.
Sometimes or more times than sometimes?
Pretty much all the time.
Yeah. I reckon I've clocked it. I reckon I've clocked it again.
Mm.
So I've been doing the small food. The small residue meals.
Yeah, yeah.
I've clocked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we went out for dinner last night. So, I'll have like, I think, I'll probably try and have 120 grams of protein by midday.
Mm-hmm.
Just protein. Yeah. So, I'll eat like a bowl of egg whites and, yeah, two scoops of protein powder and stuff. Just meathead. And then I'll have like a normal dinner. And then my cream rice after that. And like at dinner, and when I eat my cream rice, I'm so full.
Yeah,
yeah. And we went out for dinner last night and had what I have like Philly cheesesteak or something.
Yeah, nice.
And like I could barely finish it.
Yeah.
And then like didn't eat the chips. Like I ate like a couple of chips, and Steph had half of her parma there, and I was like, 3 weeks ago I would have annihilated all of this.
Yeah,
because I would have been hungry because my stomach was like, you know, would have been bigger and stuff.
Yep.
The new man.
Yeah, I reckon we're onto something here.
So you reckon 3 weeks was the adaptive period?
Oh, it would have taken, I purposely, so.
Or you dialed it down before that?
It would probably take about two, because like I made a conscious decision to stop eating like voluminous food.
Yeah.
About 2 weeks ago, and then yeah. Like you got to do, I reckon the best way to fast track it. This is all anecdotal, right? So fucking come at me.
Science.
Yeah. Well, it is science because it's my own research, right?
Lemon electric.
I'm a scientist, remember? I'm an exercise scientist.
You are.
N1.
I reckon a bit of fasting, just gets it going, you know? So if you can do that, and then just the small meals.
Mm.
Just try and get as much protein in as
so do
can.
You have,
how did you grade like a small meal?
Just trying to get as much food in, like as much protein in for little weight as possible. Yeah. So like protein powders are going to be the best.
So there wasn't really a metric for you. It was just what's small in your mind.
Yeah. Not like 300 gram max for a meal or something like
that. Nah. But it's like you kind of know your densities of foods, your density of foods and macros. So like I know that like if I wanted to get a really carb dense kind of food, it'd be like dried fruit or something.
Yeah,
that's probably like the densest thing you could get. And then protein powder is going to be the most dense thing for protein.
So we're eating dried mango all weekend. So
dried mango and whey protein. I packed whey protein.
You did?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, cool. And my rice flour.
Bringing, protein water so we can exchange.
Rice flour, protein water. So we're fucking like in prison. I've got a carton of cigarettes too.
There you go.
I saw this, the fucking Today Show is always going on in the morning at the gym.
Mm.
And I saw like, it was like breaking news. It's like that like nicotine and smoking has been seen to, what they say, accelerate your fat loss. I was like, why did you put that piece of information out there? Like, why?
Fuck it.
It's just like,
we had nothing else to talk about today.
Who needs to see that? Yeah. It's like in a,
super clickable though.
Populace that's, you know, what is it like 2 out of 3 people overweight or something like that? 60% of the population's overweight, not obese, just overweight. Yeah. So 2 out of every 3 people now who saw that went,
maybe I should start smoking.
Yeah. Nicotine's pretty effective though, to be fair.
Yeah, for hunger for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Good dopamine hit too.
So do you still have Are you saying your PM still a high-ish volume, like with your cream of rice and stuff and your dinner?
Yeah, the cream of rice would be 400 grams, I reckon, meal.
Yeah, so I'm accidentally doing something quite similar.
Yeah.
So I have my dessert breakfast as normal. So yogurt, blueberries, dark chocolate.
Ooh, blueberries now.
Yeah, it's been blueberries for a little while.
Oh, really? I haven't seen it. It was cherries at some point. It was very... It's a very, different kind of berry to choose to
eat.
It did start
with cherries. They were fucking delicious.
Is that... did you swap because the quality just wasn't that good, or...?
No, I was just like, probably better to have blueberries and not cherries. Health things, you know?
Yeah. Antioxidants, right?
Yeah. And it is much easier to get frozen blueberries than it is to get frozen pitted cherries.
Yeah.
Then I've been on the cereal bandwagon this week.
Cereal?
Yeah, Fruity Bites.
Yeah, it's a real Ben thing.
Yeah. Because Amy's been eating fucking heaps of it. And I'm like, looks so good.
Yeah.
But before that, I was just having like two pieces of toast. Then I have the cornmeal.
Yeah.
A banana. But then my dinner is like 250 grams of cooked chicken, 75 grams uncooked rice, and then 200 grams of veggies.
Mm. That's still pretty low because remember, going from what I was eating. I was eating like 3 kilos of food a day.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it. So that's probably like my high volume, like I need to get my big Asian food bowl out to... Like, it's a lot of food. And then, I get, two scoops of ice cream.
Yeah.
Light and creamy for the win.
Yeah, right. I think I'm starving myself. By the sound of it.
Do you have any idea how many calories you're on? Because that's 2,000 calories.
I'll just count the protein.
Yeah.
I just have 250 grams of protein a day.
Yeah. But I reckon, I was like, oh, if I go to maintenance on the weekends, I'll be fine. But I've not stopped at maintenance the last couple of weeks. And like...
More. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, the first weekend I went full arsehole mode and then I got away with it. It was like, I still lost a centimeter that week and I was like, oh, I can do this again.
Yeah.
This week it was more that I felt shit. So I was like, I'll keep it under control a little bit. But it's more the Monday. I get real hungry.
Oh, yeah?
Because I've exposed myself to... And usually, like, whatever food Amy gets for snacks doesn't completely get eaten, so it's still in the cupboard.
Yeah.
So when you're like, I'm going to have some Vegemite on toast at 11 a.m., and you see all of the goodies, it's like, I would much rather have that.
What? What's the worst thing you've eaten to break your fast?
What do you mean?
So the first thing you've eaten in the day, what's the worst thing you've eaten?
Worst as in
quality. Oh, just like, what's something that you're ashamed of that you shouldn't eat normally?
Yeah, I've definitely had reheated pizza many times.
Yeah, I must admit, I've kind of maybe two or three rows of Marvelous Creations in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, if that's... Steph only... We only really fuck with that.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and like, sometimes...
I don't buy it because I eat the whole block.
Yeah, we're the same.
Yeah.
I usually buy the... So now...
We're the same, but we buy it.
What I try to do now is just remove the fact that it's not worth it dollar-wise and just buy the one strip. It's like a bar.
Yep.
Because it's like $2 or $3 for the bar, and then it's like $4 for a whole block, and I'm like, I can't. It's not about that.
It's calorie control.
Yeah, so if you do that, it's okay. But yeah, I've been making a coffee a couple of times, and it's like it speaks to me.
Yeah.
It's just like just there, opposite the coffee machine. I'm like, okay, I'll do it today. I'll have some.
Having dark chocolate in the cupboard, I don't think you get this as much as I do, but like if I go full hypo and like need, do you ever get like the sweats and shit? Like, if I don't eat soon, I'm going to fall down?
Nah, I just get really, really unpleasant
just
to be
cranky.
Around.
Yeah. Well, very after cranky.
Very unpleasant.
After cranky, I go sweaty.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
And then it's usually like, fucking how many biscuits can I eat in 3 seconds? So, the best solution I have to that, and this is maybe for anyone who is trying to push it a little bit, but when they get too hungry, fucks it up, is just a row of dark chocolate.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because it's not sweet enough that it's really moorish.
Yeah.
But there's enough in it that it, like, satiates you to... Yeah, like, sometimes I'll do it. Like, if, say, if dinner's going to cost... Take cost. Cost 30
cost me
minutes.
That time.
Take 30 minutes to cook. I'll have that when I start cooking. Because I'm like, if I don't, I'm going to inhale this food and then feel sick. And then just keep eating. Or I'm going to have, like, rip open the bag of shapes or something that's in the cupboard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've got some Italian shortbreads in this container in the oof, cupboard. Oof. It's not a good
Is
thing.
It a container?
Oh, like, tin? I put them in, it came in a bag, and then I was like, to add friction,
yeah,
a little bit of food psychology here, guys, into my brain anyway. So I thought, so I don't eat this whole bag, because it's easier to just open the bag and get in there. I was like, I'll put it in one of those clip ones.
Yeah.
So you don't, you have to unclip multiple sides, right? Mm-hmm. So there's already a process.
Yeah.
And then I put it behind, so we have these tubs
on
our shelf, and they've all got different stuff in them. And then I put it behind it. So I have to, like, if I've got to really want one.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to really process, like, I'm having
the
one.
The decision, yeah.
However, it hasn't been working. Every now and then I'm just like, I'll have one.
I just really hoped you had one of the, like, Nana tin
containers.
You know, like, it's 50-50. Could be Bickies, could be sewing equipment.
Yeah. Did your grandparents used to hide it, like, well, not hide, put all their sweets in, like, one notorious kind of, yeah. So ours was the same. It's like this porcelain, like,
white people do that too.
Oh, yeah? And by the time I was, like, 8, I'd perfected opening and closing it without making a sound. Because it was just porcelain on porcelain. So you could hear it.
Mm.
You know, the motor skills weren't as good, you know. So a lot of training. We used to get the chair. And we're like, are they there? And we used to, like, literally just, like, open it up and then just, like, put it down.
Yeah.
Wreck the lollies.
Yeah.
None the wiser.
Now I go to my grandparents' place and it's just like, they have fucking, like, an altar.
Oh, really?
Of treats.
Yeah, that's good.
Because I'm like, I'm the old grandkid.
Yeah.
So Biscuit will be the first great grandkid.
Yeah.
But there's 25 of us.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I think there's 3 of us over 20, or maybe 4 now, and all of the rest are, like, little.
Yeah.
So it's like...
lots of treats.
Yeah, go to Nanny and Pa's and get into the lollies.
I can't go to Nonna's. Can't go to Nonna's without a gut full of schnitzels.
Yeah.
It's good. Eat your skinny. So I get all the time. I'm like, hey, don't fucking tell me that, Nonna.
It's the wrong word, so Nonna. Learn.
Only Nonna can get away with it.
Learn lean or else.
Only Nonna can get away with it because she can't speak English.
Because unconditional, right? Anyone is skinny.
Well, it's like, she's saying it's skinny, but she's offering me food. It's like, that's a good compromise.
Yeah. I'll allow it.
Yeah. It's never shit food. It's always good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just seeing if I have any notes for fit.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the STC Fit Podcast, where we talk about all things nutrition, training, and how to live your best life. If you want some more information about coaching, our free resources, and other fitness-related content, be sure to check us out on our website at www.stcfit.com. All right, let's get to the episode.
Were we doing it? Let's talk about let's let some steam off, Ben. Let some steam off. Come on, man. Ben's been hanging on to this for 3 days now. He's upset.
Yeah.
So let it out.
We talk about...
Let it out.
I'm pretty sure it was on this. It was. We did the soda thing. And we'll just like, just ask one more fucking question.
Yeah.
When you hear a piece of information, whether it's us or anyone else, just ask one more question.
Yep.
So during the week, and I'm sure it came from a place of just ignorance and not malice, but I saw someone... squeeze half a lemon. So have a think about how much juice is in half a lemon.
Yeah.
10 mil?
Oh, yeah.
Max?
10 mil of disgustingness, yeah.
Into the water. And I was like, whatever. Like, lemon water detox. I can... dumb, but I'll let it go. But... promoted that it was getting the daily electrolytes in.
It's a big call.
So I Googled it.
That's impossible anyway.
A cup of lemon juice.
Yeah.
Of all, what is there? Sodium, magnesium.
Potassium. Calcium.
Calcium are the four electrolytes.
Yeah.
The highest one, I think.
I was going to say, yeah, tell me.
The highest one, I think, was maybe potassium.
Mm.
A cup of lemon juice.
Yeah.
Was 4% of your RDI. and cool. everything else was less.
Oh, yeah. Well, look how much calcium's in a lemon.
So, like, 2%, 1% in a cup, bro.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, a squeeze of...
A squeeze of half a lemon?
Yeah, so, like, 0.1%.
Not yet. Like, I'm talking you have to make, like, orange juice style drink of lemon juice.
Multiple... All of the lemons out in the backyard.
To not even get 5% of your RDI.
You have to juice all those lemons on the bench.
Fuck.
Yeah.
And the worst thing was, the first thing I Googled it, all the top ones said, lemon juice is amazing for... As soon as it opened with detox and liver, I was like, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. And then I got to... Livestrong is actually usually pretty good. So I jumped on
Sometimes.
So I went in there and it was like... It's a source of electrolytes. It's great, blah, blah, blah. And then it was like, it showed the percentages. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
You know it's a good source?
Powerade. blue sugar-free Gatorade. You're welcome. It'll change your life.
You could probably make your own, I guess. Bit of rock salt, bit of...
Could.
But what's the point?
Yeah.
You know what's great? You know what's really good? I'm telling you, the electrolyte food. Tabs from Aldi...
Yeah.
Goated.
Yeah. Actually,
goated.
I wanted to ask you what one you're using, because I just had a Hydrolyte after you said that you'd been having like the knockoff Barocca.
Yeah, the B complex, vitamin C and magnesium one.
Yeah. I just had a Hydrolyte first thing in the morning because I wanted to delay my coffee. I felt pretty good.
I was a fan. Most fatigue is masked by dehydration, I would say. Not all, of course.
A lot, but yeah.
Yeah.
Rude. I'm just looking something up.
No, you're cool. Let's be rude. You're an asshole. I do the same. I can tell when I haven't had enough, water or I haven't hydrated myself adequately even throughout the day. Like, I start getting this burny feeling in my eyes and I start getting real fatigued and stuff. And it's like, you want to solve that by having coffee.
Yeah, but it's not the solution.
Well, it's only a very temporary fix, and then you bomb even harder afterwards because it's like just not replenishing the fluid, enough. Like, halfway through the day, if I've had a glass of water and a coffee and a protein shake, it's like, bro, you should be 1.5 to 2 liters deep by now.
Yeah,
especially if you've done a workout.
Yeah.
So yeah, I found prioritizing the electrolytes even just during the session, like. Because I know that I'm having them, I'll drink like a proper liter and a half during training.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, no effort as well.
So I'm going to go ask my one more question to myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I only have it because it's delicious. And it also has protein in it. The protein water, the Muscle Nation one.
Mm-hmm.
98% sugar free.
Perfect.
Oh, this is the
prep. So it's got aspartame and you can die.
It's the plant-based one. We don't want the plant-based.
Plant-based. Come on, man.
Collagen and whey. Thank you. Give me the cows.
Collagen. It's good for you. Everything, apparently.
So 24 grams of protein, 2 grams of carbs.
I wonder of the protein, like how much of that's actual protein. You know what I mean?
Complete.
Like is it spiked by, is it just amino acid spiked or?
4.6 grams of amino BCAAs plus the EAAs, electrolytes and vitamin C.
Yeah.
Just trying to find
So I wonder if the but yeah, I wonder if the EAAs make up the 24 grams.
Yeah, they would.
And the BCAA, yeah.
It'd be included in total for sure.
Yeah. That's how they pad the stats.
80 milligrams of vitamin C.
Yeah.
Doesn't give me the electrolyte breakdown though.
Yeah, probably won't.
It's on the bottle.
Yeah.
So the protein blend, 83% of the makeup
is
hydrolyzed bovine collagen
is
first. So it's mostly collagen, whey protein isolate. And then, emulsify
IR. It's pretty good.
BCAAs 2-1-1, leucine, isoleucine, valine. So it's a pretty good ratio. Okay, so electrolyte blend, 1.8% potassium citrate, magnesium citrate, sodium chloride, and calcium citrate.
Got the decent ones. They're the good ones. If it ends in ATE, it's usually good.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it'd be a lot, though. So 2% of
It's fuck all. It's nothing.
I think it's like a 30-gram serve.
Yeah.
It's not a lot.
No.
Yeah. So still might need to add my lemon juice to that, maybe. I'll be all
right. Add 800 lemons to your drink, and you'll be good.
It tastes really good, too. Yeah, it'd go really well with the kiwi.
Like making a protein shake, but with just lemon juice. And the whole shaker.
I watched...
We should do that. Film it.
Fuck, I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, continue. I'll think of it.
Say something.
Help. Save me. Tam, can I have a tissue, please?
So I
and the hay fever tablet?
I blocked my first troll on Instagram.
Blocked?
Yeah.
What happened?
So I put up a post to my story just saying, is there anything worse than a smelly person in the gym?
Yep.
Right? That's it. So it got a bit of traction. Mm-hmm. A lot of people agreed. So then I had someone...
I agree.
Yeah, so then I had... Oh, was that you? Jesus.
It definitely wasn't me.
Oh, okay. It wasn't me. Yeah, that's the dog.
I've just got it, and it's definitely the dog.
That, oh, my God. That is savage. Sorry, guys. We're just dying here.
Thanks,
couple of two gas masks, please, Tam. Shadow. God damn. All right.
Lord.
Hey, come in here with caution. Fuck. Oh, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway.
Do you have a fan in here?
Oh, this is almost like pause worthy.
Thanks, bro.
All right.
Stay focused, so, Jace. We can do it.
So, well, hang on. I can't think. I'm gassed. All right. So, I just said, is there anything worse than a smelly person in the gym? Because, like, look, where I go now, some smelly people train there. It is what it is. Okay? Mm-hmm. Smelly people. And I don't have to enjoy training next to someone who stinks.
Yeah.
So then this particular individual was just like, couldn't get past the fact that it happens. Kept saying like, what do you expect? Like, it's not a 5-star hotel. I was like, what do you mean? So I don't get the connect. And he's like, what's going to happen? Like, he's like, people training, working hard, sweating, rah, rah. He's like, I don't know where you're training and it's like, you know, so clean and this and that. And I said to him, I'm like, you're missing the point, man. I said, it doesn't matter that it happens, right?
Yeah.
I don't have to like it.
Yeah.
I said, like, I have to enjoy it. And he's like, yeah, but it happens. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. It's like people fart, bro.
Yeah.
I have to enjoy it.
Yeah. Shadow like, still stinks.
Yeah, like
that was
like,
the best timing ever.
If someone drops
to do that.
Oh, if someone drops their guts like next to you at the gym, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like you're never gonna go to a gym where people don't like fart or stink.
Yeah.
It's just like I don't have to enjoy it.
Yes.
And then, yeah, so he just kept saying stuff and just dropping these little digs. And I'm like, so you clearly have a problem with this, right? And he's like, oh, no, you have a problem with it. And I'm like, well, no. I'm like, you commented on... You opened up the conversation.
Yeah.
Right? So you have the problem.
Jace is getting in on Instagram arguments.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah, well, so normally I'll just get like... I'll just go, ah, fuck it. And I was like, nah, it's the time to push back because it's only going to get worse, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the more traction you get, the more whatever. So I was like, fuck it. I'm not going to just be this person that like... just gets lazy and doesn't want to engage in a conversation. And I was really cool about it.
Yeah, yeah.
For once.
It's a heart rate test.
Your
heart rate stays chill.
Oh.
Fucking go for it.
Yeah, nah. This
if you're getting emotional, abort.
This was never one of those. Yeah, and he's like, oh, yeah, well, good luck. Good luck training in your, like, bio-cleanly gym, wherever it is that you train. Oh, see you later, man. I'll catch you later. I'm like, no. I'm like, you don't close off this conversation.
Yeah.
When you've opened
I get the last word.
Yeah, when you've opened it with absolute ludicrous claims that don't even make sense, that miss the message. And I'm like, so you clearly have a problem, you're missing the point, and now you're being a fucking smartass. So I said, you've got 30 seconds to explain to me it, like a genuine argument or you're done.
Yeah.
And I got nothing, so I'm like, cool, you're out.
I know this person?
Nah, but I got some information that they may be a little bit upset about something else that I can't repeat on the podcast.
Oh, interesting. Whoa.
Yeah, because I can't say it. I got some information they might be a little bit upset with me.
With you?
Yeah. Not just indirectly. It's not my fault. This is, again, it's a growth thing, right?
Right. Yeah,
so
okay.
This person's a trainer.
I see.
They train in a particular suburb that I may train a lot of people out of. And I may train someone who...
And
yeah.
It's fine or something.
And I may,
anyway.
Put a before and after up and maybe just said, this is how it gets done. This is how it's done. Well, it's not my fault. I just did my job.
Got it.
So, yeah.
Eep. Yeah. Eep.
Yeah. But, yeah. It was, and then it kind of all made sense. It's like, all right, You're just upset. You're trying to come at me. Like,
yeah. Fuck, bro. Pull it a better string, though.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's so much shit on your page that you could actually, like, at least try and formulate an argument with, even if you didn't believe it. Mm. But that's not the thing.
Yeah. But, like, no one likes a smelly person in the gym.
No,
I don't care.
That's what I mean. Like, literally, there's so many things around, like, you could just argue, like, yeah. Go in and just say, like, nah, fucking barbells are the best way to build muscle.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Like, you could at least formulate an argument. Like,
yeah,
at least 100%. Have
yeah.
something to be like, nah. But...
Yeah, no, you just need a squat, bro. Yeah,
but picking the thing that's, like, unanimously agreed upon, that, like smelly people suck.
Yeah. And usually, when someone said... Like, when I said, is there anything worse, change my mind? It still involved a smelly person, but their feet. Like, so it's just like,
yeah.
Smelly people in the gym are just not it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. He was like, what are you gonna do? Ask him to take a shower. And I was like, look, depending on the level, it's a tough one, right?
Yeah.
Because I've heard stories like, I used to have a client. I'm like, bro, no cardio before we train.
Yeah.
I'm just like, look, I'm like, it's, you know, I've had a few people say some stuff. Like,
yeah.
I mean this in the nicest way possible.
Yeah, it's rough.
And then I've heard of people being approached and in the gym and, you know, same thing. And then someone was like on this like trial medication to suppress their fucking cancer or something. And and I was like, oh, fuck, that's like,
that's rough.
Look at me, I'm rubbing the fucking chair. Like, it's so awkward. Yeah. So it is a tough one. But like, I've literally had a client. So this guy used to come and train at Good Life Point Cook. And bro.
Yeah.
Like he would saturate the air
with
this piercing, you know, stench.
Yeah.
And I had a client once, she just halfway through the session, it was Jean.
She's
just like, I'm out. I'm going. She's like, I'm gonna go train in the ladies' gym and go home.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you sure? And she's like, I'm dead sure.
Yeah.
And just walked out.
She's a savage for one.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I get it.
But like,
yeah.
So surely if it gets to that point, is there not a spectrum where you're just like...
Yeah, it's hard. It's... Yeah.
It's like, come on, man.
Like, and like, if you really wanted to make the argument, it's just like, you'd have to come at it from a compassion standpoint that like...
Yeah.
You would assume there's something... There's a contributing factor.
Yeah, it's not like... It's like, this person doesn't shower, they're grubby.
Yeah, like, yeah. You're not a filthy human.
Yeah.
It's just something...
Yeah.
Yeah. Wild.
Yeah, I'm just... maybe because I got like a little bit of a bigger honker, like it's just fuck, mate. The smell. Even if someone, like, you know, when you leave your clothes in the wash and they don't go out straight away.
Yeah,
fuck, I hate that, man. Even myself, like, I'm always like just making sure.
Yeah, it kills me.
Yeah, but I can't comment because I don't wash my own clothes.
Yeah,
so I can't
so you
be
just
like
fucking wear them and shut.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just like stick them outside and just hope for the best.
Yeah. So we have a large student population in the gym. So the gym has, because I'm just used to like where I train being my home, and it's not like there is no we about this gym, but it's just, I like it.
Yeah.
So there's like, there's no lockers. It's just like pigeonholes. There's deodorant cans on there.
Yeah.
There's deodorant cans on a shelf like on the way into the shower area, and the shower and toilets are separate, and there's deodorant cans in the toilets as well.
That's a good message. Very strong.
Yeah, and like the amount of people that actually will grab the deodorant, more often than not, I see it when they leave.
Yeah.
So it's like I've gone somewhere after the gym.
Smell out the gym and then now.
Yeah, latest. But I think that's a good initiative from the gym, especially when you've got like...
Every gym should have like a...
If you go in there at 4 o'clock, there's at least 25 16, 17-year-old kids.
Yeah.
Boys.
Some of them are going to stink.
It's like,
it's like, you know,
you've been in school all day.
Yeah, you're going through puberty, fucking, hormones, you know, just wreaking havoc on your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to stink.
Yeah.
You're grubby little dogs, like, because that's what I was when I was that age. Just like running around at recess, running around at lunchtime.
Yeah.
Most likely not having a balanced diet.
Yes.
Yeah. I reckon there should just be like a sanitation hygiene station at every gym.
Every gym, yeah.
Just like have some wet wipes.
Yeah.
Have some deodorant. Both scents.
Yeah.
For people who want to decide whether they want to smell like, you know,
feminine or masculine.
Feminine. Yeah. Thank you, Ben, for saving me there. and then just like the shit to wipe.
Yeah. The equipment.
Yeah. Because that's gone out the fucking window. I don't know if anyone else has realized. It's like, oh, wait, we don't have to clean shit down now because like the virus doesn't exist anymore. It's like, bruz. It's called personal hygiene.
Yeah, yeah. We used to do it before, guys.
Yeah, I was working on a leg press, and like it gets hot in the gym, like because the aircon sucks, like where I am now.
Yeah.
So I was sweating, and I was like, you know, when you kind of put the imprint, like I had a basketball jersey on, so the number was in the back, and like I had a towel, but I didn't want to put it on the machine,
because
I was like, fuck, I don't know, like,
yeah,
it's my towel, I'm gonna wipe my face with it.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll wipe it afterwards, and this guy's like, oh, I'll work in with you. I'm like, bro, like. You know, do you want some of that? And he's like, oh, he's like, oh, no, fuck it. He's like, he's like, you haven't got nothing, do you? I said, oh, no, I guess you'll find out. He just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And I was like, you are sweating too. I don't want to fucking share that.
Yeah.
But yeah, just did not give a fuck. And even like I was wiping shit down and like people were just like looking at me like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is...
What's up, guys? So before we move on, just a little bit more information for those people who are curious about coaching. Maybe they want someone to take care of their training, get a bit more specific, take it to the next level, or even just keep them accountable to all of the things that they need to do. So again, you guys can go onto the website, get a little bit more information. It's got all the information on there on what's involved to take your training to the next level. You can hit the inquiry button, and then we'll get on a strategy call and see what we can do for you.
What's soccer culture like when it comes to hygiene?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Like you played.
Yeah, but I was 14, 15 when I stopped.
When you stopped, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was 15, so that's 20 years ago now.
Yeah, because like AFL football clubs.
Yeah.
Like not at AFL level, but just like Australian football.
Yeah.
Is like.
Yeah.
You expect.
Yeah.
Sweat, spit, blood, whatever.
Yeah, well, yeah. This, even just hearing the stories of the... Mad Monday celebrations gets a bit out of hand.
Well, yeah. Well, there's that opens another fucked can of worms.
How's
that? I never did a Mad Monday, so.
Oh, really?
I've heard plenty of stories about
it. Do you hear that story? Do you hear the story?
And is there a new one?
The guy that to suck his mate off?
Oh, Jesus.
Did you not hit? No. That was on TV, bro.
No.
So this guy lost a bet, and he had to suck his mate off.
No.
So in the middle of a pub in town, and Even worse than that is like obviously someone, one of his friends or whatever, filmed it and shared it to everybody and it went viral. Yeah. So then his like wife left him and shit. I mean, like, look, he shouldn't have been doing it, right? But
Jesus,
like, it was kind of like shouldn't have done the act. I mean, look, he can if he wants to. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And then the dog of the bro code.
Yeah. That's like, yeah.
That's a shit move sharing
that's
the video.
That's a shit blow.
Yeah, you shouldn't have your phone at all.
Nah, yeah, that's shit blow.
If you're at the point where of the week...
It was on TV.
...or the weekend where that's happening, there should be no phones.
Mm. Oh, agreed. I agree. 100%. Yeah, we don't get up to weird shit or anything like that, but it's usually like if we're away, it's like, put your fucking phone away.
Yeah.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like we're not doing anything like that, but it's just like... Don't
whatever
have
we
that.
Are doing, no one needs
to. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, that's it. It's like if I want to trip balls and just look at the roof and shit, like I just don't need people. Yeah, I don't want someone like, look at this guy. Yeah. Like, you know, even when we're out in nightclubs and stuff, it's like the other person comes around the camera, I'm like, I'm fucking latest.
Yeah.
Like always turning my head like,
yeah.
I don't want fucking to be on someone's Instagram or something. Just like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, that only happened like a year ago, bro.
Yeah, I think I remember it now that you've
said it. Yeah. And it gets around. So, like, obviously on TV, you'll see, like, the blurred out version, which you can make enough of it.
Oof.
And then it gets around. But it gets around the footy circle with the non-blurred
of
version,
course.
Yeah. Yeah, my mate fucking gets everything. Look at this. I'm like, no, bro. But it's just so normal. Like, they have, like, cock-offs and naked hour and shit.
Yeah, that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, all right, cock off at 5 p.m. I'm like, what? It's like... No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not into that shit. But yeah, I've got some mates, man. Like I've been
I'm just not that guy. I know like we've talked a lot about like culturally, we never wanted to be the boys club. And it's like that's why.
Yeah,
I'm just not in on that.
I just have half my friends are like that though.
Yeah, I get it. Same.
So at one of my mate's houses when we were younger, he was like the first person to move out. So we all used to just go there. I was like a free house. So there's a pool table here and I'm like sitting here and I was playing PlayStation. So they're playing pool. So I'm literally playing FIFA 2 minutes and I look over and they're fucking naked. Like, and then like one of them's got his leg on the table. Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, bro. And so that's the kind of shit.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
Like, we can be playing golf and then it's just like you turn around and then it's just a sack in your face. Like, it's just fucked. So, yeah, I've got a friend, like, if I don't see his bits on a night out, it's like, there's something wrong with him.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't a good time.
Yeah, it's just like, he's sick. Yeah. You know, you got to ask him if he's okay. Yeah. It's like, where'd you go, bro? Like, is that feeling all right? Yeah. Anyway, we'll dial it back now for the, especially like, for the female audience.
I was like, I have like a topic to actually talk about for my clients, and now I'm not sure I've want to send them this episode.
I've got heaps of questions, so we can just do a question one of them.
All right.
And just banter up.
Yeah. So put in your notes for next week. I want to do a full episode on like how to actually train hard.
Oh, shit.
fuck.
So, questions coming in. Let's go with the ones that I want to answer.
Skip all the strength questions.
So, can one person have too many gym outfits?
No.
Are you a gym outfit person? Like, do you actually like go? Do you put a gym outfit together?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't have as many as you would expect.
Yeah. Is that just like because you don't? But like, you would get gym outfits though, right? Yeah, because I like some people back in my day,
whatever.
Back in my day, Tam.
Yeah.
So I've come a long way because it used to be.
Yeah, old clothes.
If you went out and you had the going out t-shirts.
Yeah.
This is it's probably a sign of like, you know, me being poor as well when I was younger.
Yeah.
So I only had going out clothes.
I wonder if this was trend or we were just broke.
Yeah. it's definitely got to do with the fact that we were poor. And then it's like once the t-shirt was fucked,
yeah,
you just wear it to the gym.
T-shirt, yeah.
And then I used to wear them till they fucking had holes and shit in them and stuff. So yeah, it's probably got more to do with that. So
I don't know. Now I'm
sad.
I don't think gym fashion was a thing then, to be honest.
Yeah, it used to just be cut up t-shirts and fucking stringers and shit.
Yeah, the stringer was the fashion.
Then. I still got this Venice Beach stringer
that
was bought from Venice Beach.
Sick.
But it's like it was bought when I was like 70 kilos. So now, you know when a t-shirt's like, when a singlet's too small, it kind of just lifts up from the front.
Yeah.
So now, like, I literally can't even put my hands up. Like, my gut just hangs out. But
it's like crop top.
So on the back of the stringer, it's gradually, like, severing. So it's just hanging on.
Yeah.
Fucking an absolute thread. I'm going to bring it. I'm going to wear it to bed when we share a room together this weekend.
That's hot.
Yeah. Well, I thought I better cover up. I've got to wear fucking jocks. I've got to wear shorts in the morning when I get out of bed straight away.
No, that's fine. Billy, just sleep in jocks, please.
Okay. So shorts is... I don't sleep naked, but just like, I don't mind getting around in my jocks a lot.
So I actually don't know the situation whether or not we have a bedroom.
No.
It's one room with... Because it's got like a couch and table and it looks pretty good, the room.
So I think we have a bedroom and there's two beds in it.
Yeah.
And then we have the rest of the place.
Yeah, so my...
I'm really hoping so.
I think we may have... The couch might be a fold-out.
See.
So we might not even have to share.
That'd be fantastic. I'll just fucking move the bed out into the main room. Fuck.
True.
Just tilt it on the wall. Yeah, like, don't come in here for 5 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a real gym outfit person now.
Let's start again. So the muscle, I have like a whole range of muscle tank shirts, but they're all XL.
Yeah.
And I'm not XL anymore.
Yeah.
So but now I only have like...
It's a pump cover now.
I have a limited range of actual singlets that I train in.
And give you some of mine.
I'm in a weird zone. So all my basketball jerseys are too small.
Yeah.
And all my STC muscle tees are too big.
Yeah.
So I have like two singlets that really fit. So yeah, it's the pump cover, the oversized tee into the two singlet selection.
Yeah.
But I'm wearing these shoes and these shorts.
Yeah.
Well, I have more pairs of shorts than I do tops. So it's like I'm wearing this top.
Yeah.
So I'll wear these shoes, otherwise that'll look stupid. And then the shoes go with either the workout or like you have to obviously pick the right shoe for the session.
Yeah. I think if you're filming your sessions too, it's important.
Yeah.
To just have some form of like continuity.
Yeah.
But if you put more effort into your outfit, and you fucking work out.
Yeah. Do you know you're more likely...
That's where the problem
is. You're scientifically more likely to get results if you take selfies at the gym.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it says more about the neuroticism of the personality type that would do that.
The correlation.
Than it does about
is that like
the actual...
Is that like...
No, it's like in the mirror.
Oh, you just take a picture of yourself.
Yeah, fucking no. Flex culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you... Yeah. You're basically looking for social validation for the thing that you do. So it would insinuate that...
You're quite serious about it.
Well, at least, yeah. 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 Whatever validation you're getting from it means you're going to keep doing it. But that the way the article was just like, if you do this, you'll get better results. No, no, no.
Yeah.
The person correlation who goes to the gym correlation and
causation.
It. Yeah.
The fucking internet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's like, I'm making... Hell. If I make this my identity and how I get attention on the internet, and I'm speaking about myself, I posted myself in my jocks in my bathroom this morning. Like,
looking good, King.
Thanks, bro. Thanks, bro. Then obviously you're more likely to be a regular gym goer. But maybe, I don't know, maybe if you're new to the gym, that's the hack.
Yeah.
Just start taking selfies.
I've got too much body dysmorphia to take pictures of my jocks.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm always just
I haven't looked this good ever in my life, so yeah, I'm fucking okay. Every day.
Yeah, I kind of... Sometimes I'll catch a glimpse of my silhouette, and I'm like, oh, fucking hell, am I want to see? And then I walk into the light, I'm like, nah.
Yeah. Look, I'm not going to lie, my bathroom is elite. The lighting in there is elite.
After last week's conversation, people would probably realize now it's body dysmorphia is too high for me.
Yeah.
It's just like, it could be the best fucking bathroom ever. I'm like, look at you, fucking grub.
Yeah.
So you've been doing this for 20 years and you look like this.
I did like a front double by, rear double by in the lighting at the gym with no tan on like Tuesday last week. And then I tanned Wednesday and took a selfie in my bathroom. And it was like...
What a change.
It was like 5 likes
yeah.
to like 25 likes on the story. It's like, fuck, you look amazing, bro. I'm like, I do, but... I don't, but I do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all angles, man. It's all angles, guys. That's it. Once you know them.
Yeah. Just play into it.
It's like, oh, you know, when they see you in real life and they're like, they don't say you look bigger in real life. That's when you've played your angles too well.
Yeah. 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 You always hope.
They're doing the opposite. They're always like, oh, I thought he'd be bigger.
You're always hoping to be hotter in real life for sure.
I don't care about hot. I just want to be bigger.
What's the same? It's the same thing in my eyes. Sweet.
Hotter equals bigger. Yeah.
Now you've got to get the like press the hand so you get the delt, press the hand into the quad so the delt pops, arm flexes.
No, that problem.
Exhale. It's all the tricks.
Yeah.
It's all the tricks.
I don't know any of that stuff. I'm just like a muscle. Ah. Yeah. And then just like, ah, fuck, you look small.
One of my clients that like films her lat pull down from the floor up.
Yeah, because you get like,
she's fucking jacked, Annie, period.
So like, you get the cobra.
You see her in real life and you're like, you're fucking jacked. Like,
yeah.
But that angle, I'm like, you look like you could step on a wellness stage tomorrow. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Extremely jacked.
Yeah.
In Jess's words, that's the butthole angle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little more subtle than the butthole RDL. Yeah. She films them from the side. She's a bit.
Yeah. That's a side angle every day.
45 at least.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going side.
Yeah. I filmed one the other day, like, from butthole angle, just because of where the rack was in the way.
Side's good, but 45's good to see back definition.
Yeah,
see
just, thickness. You know, I just got this thing about my bum. No one's seeing it. Tegs are only too. So nothing's going in there. Just this whole thing. It's just interesting. Yeah, nah.
Fair enough. Not.
Don't like people touching it. Don't like people looking at
it. I don't like it, people touching it either. Nah,
it's just not. I don't like being touched, to be honest.
But. Yeah. Fuck. It's ruined my weekend.
Yeah, I'm just not a real...
Oh, no, it's a king bed, Jace. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I'll tell you that, but after 5 days, I'll probably be getting closer and closer. When I'm asleep, like whatever's there, like, you know, you've heard the story. Sometimes I rub up my wife when I'm asleep, so...
Oh,
yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, yeah. That's. I don't know what that is.
I just got a message. We have to stay in extra a couple of days now.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but every now and then, Steph's just like, you fucking...
Having good dreams.
Getting after it in your sleep. I was like, oh, was I? She's like, yeah, fuck. I had to like, your hands were like fucking had a mind of their own. It's like, sweet.
You're welcome.
It's like just as toey in my sleep as I am when I'm awake. Got to keep you on your toes, woman. This is a funny one. What's like, yo, not really that funny, but why do people need a grunt in the gym? Is it for attention or for a reason?
Are you friends with this person?
There's a very quick answer to this.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
It doesn't.
It does.
Go for it.
Train harder. You'll find out.
Yeah, I think that, like, yeah.
Sorry.
There's a spectrum, right? Like, you know, I think, like, you know, I'm partial to...
I love a good grunt.
Me too. Me too. But I don't like, do it, like, just to... from the first set of the first rep and stuff. Like, it's just, like, you know, it's just something, too, when it's tough, you know, the last two or three reps, especially in, like, the last set, it's like, you know, you just got to... There's a reason why they, you know, grunt when they box and tennis and all that. It's exertion, right?
There is a neurological benefit to performance, and I don't know if it actually affects testosterone, but it affects, like, drive and aggression.
Yeah.
Making that sound.
Yeah.
There's, like, again, probably like a Tony Robbins walk over the coals thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's, like, you can do, like, the way you stand and then make... for lack of a better term, like masculine grunting noises. Sounds.
Yeah.
And you can change your hormonal profile.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I only obviously very acutely.
Yeah.
But it, like you said, if I'm...
I would perform worse trying to be quiet than I do just doing whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah. Like I think...
That's my argument.
I think my issue is that, you know, people are like... They always shit on people that grunt for isolation exercises.
Yeah.
Like when they're doing bicep curls and stuff. I'm kind of that guy. I hate it.
You hate...
That's my confession.
You hate people who grunt on isolation exercises?
I'm that guy.
So
I do.
So, oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like
I don't. I don't discriminate.
A 3 to 8, I can just be silent and go to work.
Yeah.
A single, you're probably going to get noise out of me because it's like the neural drive thing.
100%.
And then because I've trained 8 below... so much.
Yeah.
8 above, the pump hurts, so I make sound. And I hate it. I'm like, it's a fucking like cable tricep or push down. So I'm like,
Rrr. Yeah. I'm like, fucking oath. Sometimes like I'll work out just so I can be fucking, just so I can, you know.
Yeah, just get there.
Just be a fucking sick cunt, you know. Just. You know what I mean? Like you just fucking, like we were talking about this, like sometimes the fun of working out is just fucking.
Yeah.
Like you can just be a little bit of a, like an animal in the gym, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't operate like that out in fucking society. Just like, like, you know. So every now and then it's just like.
Walk past someone on the street.
Yeah, it's like sometimes like you've got to go to a place like, you know, that's a good question as well. But yeah, like I was doing curls on the bar, like, you know, on the pole. So you just sit back so you don't, like I don't sway.
Yeah.
Man, I was like, I'm getting 3 sets of 12 because every other week it was like 12, 10 and 8. I was like, nah, fuck it. This week, don't care.
Yeah.
Like, rep and reserve goes out the window.
Yeah.
And like on the last set, I was, fuck man, I nearly headbutted the pole, like just to G myself up. Like I was just getting, and I was just like, I'll probably look like a psychopath right now.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Yeah. It's particularly my deadlifts, like head shake, bark at the bar before I even touch it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I think maybe like, I feel, even then, like, some people are like, oh, if you don't lift heavy and you don't do this, but it's like, what is heavy? Because...
It's not. It's just effort.
Yeah, because if you... But I've heard people say before, it's just like, oh, it's only for people who, like, lift heavy and are big and stuff. Yeah. It's like, well, that's not fair because if it's hard...
Heavy's relative.
Yeah, if it's hard, it's only... Everything's hard to someone,
it's
right?
Like you can start making noise over 100 kilos.
Yeah. Or, like, once you get to, like, I don't know,
yeah.
Like a certain size, muscle size or whatever, once you get to large or whatever, it's like, no.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I
think there is definitely a big dick energy thing to it, too, though.
Yeah, I used to know this guy that used to do it from, like... So, this is when I trained the YMCA.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, like...
From Ripline?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, we used to work with someone that used to...
Even warm-ups. Warm-ups, like...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But a guy that's... A guy... So, this old man befriended me at the gym. He was jacked.
Yeah.
And it just so happens to be Steph's brother's godfather.
Yep.
So that's fucking weird, right? This is like before I even met Steph.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but he like, and then, yeah, he used to make this like really like just distinct noise. Like, whoosh.
Yeah.
Every time he used to, but he used to do it like, it's kind of like, you know, the box is just like, no matter what velocity that you're throwing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess like sometimes that might be.
I think it could creep in as a habit for sure.
It might be a little bit annoying, like, you know.
Yeah.
But like if you were just training hard, like, and you could bark out a couple of reps, like.
Yeah.
I know me personally, I'd rather get the reps, and I don't really care what I look like or sound like to get them. you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think environment matters too. Like where you train.
Yeah.
Where I train would influence the amount of noise I make when I train.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like I made a bit of noise yeah. on a cable fly the other day.
Yeah.
On the machine. And I like had like, yeah, 19-year-old here, fucking 20-year-old yeah, yeah. there. Just like... And I was like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, I've had a few people
and now
turn
I'm going
to
go awkwardly walk laps of the gym because yeah, I need to get my steps up.
Yeah, the you know when I've got noise cancelling headphones, so I don't know what the fuck's going on
yeah.
outside. And then like I did a set of leg extensions, and then yeah, you know, got the old bark going on. And then like I just wondered why more people were looking at me than normal. And then like take my headphones off, and it's like it's dead silent.
There's
like,
no
there's
music
no music.
Or nothing,
yeah, I was like, oh for fuck's sake! And I just said to him, I'm like, this guy who I know, I'm like, that's been off this whole time, and he's like, yeah. And I'm like. So everyone just heard me fucking getting after it. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, I think like the access to the primal feeling that, like you said, we particularly us, because we're like desk jockeys at this point in our life. You don't get access to that a lot. So
that's part of the reason I train. I
if you like, yeah, if getting into that is important and it feels good and... Like the whole, like we joke about the big dick energy thing,
it's
but
called
it's a
masculine
fucking
energy.
Vibe, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, it's,
so I think yeah. people can overdo it for sure.
I agree.
But
yeah.
Yeah, I would say most
people. I reckon most people are asking that question, like you said, unfortunately, haven't put themselves in a position to ever need to access something like that.
Yeah, I think there's a chance if you don't at least understand it. Like, I don't think, like, a lot of my girls are super fucking strong and don't make noise when they train.
Mm. Could they be stronger though?
Well, okay. Maybe. But I think if you don't understand it, because they would still be like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't work for me, but I get it. I think if you don't, there's a chance you're exercising, not training.
Yeah, I understand.
Which is fine.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But just let other people do things.
Are you a bodybuilder if you've never competed?
Yes.
Same question for powerlifting.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Well, like, it's a pretty easy, this is a quick, pretty easy way to, thing to answer in my opinion. It's like there's competitive.
Yeah.
And then there's recreational. So you can be a recreational bodybuilder because, like, I don't know, like, what happens when you train to build your muscles?
Yeah.
But you don't get on, tan yourself, I'm getting jocks and get on stage. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand why that needs to be gatekept, personally. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like, I just think you can do something at a recreational level. You know, which is the best part of bodybuilding and probably...
Are you a cyclist if you go for a bike ride every
yeah,
Sunday?
Yeah, yeah. Are you outdoorsy if you go for a hike on the weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Are you
a snowboarder? Are you
a skater? Yeah, it's weird, right? Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, that does... I don't know. The people gatekeeping that is more my problem than the question itself. It's like, why does it need to be...
It's just because you've sacrificed something for a label that then you've put...
You've
attached to the sacrifice.
I guess, like, because the barrier of entry is so low.
Yeah, it's like, you can't have this label because I worked really hard for
it. I'm a bodybuilder and you can't be a bodybuilder because you don't do things as seriously as me.
Yeah, but, just say you've competed. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I reckon there'd be people out there who have never... Who have never...
placed in a show of three people.
Oh, no. Fucking shots. I reckon... But there would be people out there who live the lifestyle and they're maybe more committed than some people who've stepped on stage.
We've got heaps of them.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, like, you know, they just like, they track their meals and fucking, you know, half my clients are like that.
Yeah.
You know, they just live the lifestyle, but they're not, just don't want to do it from a competitive perspective because it's not.
And they live it 52 weeks a year, not just like for 20 weeks when it's prep time.
Yeah.
For whatever comes with that.
Yeah. Just hey, like an asshole for 6 weeks, 8 weeks afterwards.
Yeah, and miss workouts and all that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Is bulking and cutting the only method to get in shape, or can you do it by being leaner? Okay.
So progressing over time, do you have to go to a surplus and then cut?
Well, so I think the question is like, do I have to like do a mass phase and get like really big and fat and then do a cutting phase and cut the fat down?
Correct. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. So I think it's a personal choice. And I think it's partly based off how much progress you need to make.
Yeah.
So like there was times when I was younger where I needed to push the weight up because I needed to add the muscle size. Mm. So I had to, you know, with muscle comes body fat.
Yeah.
So yeah, I pushed it. I mean, I probably pushed it too far. Like, I think, you know, once you're like your aesthetics and shit, just like once you're carrying too much fat, like you jump and, you know, lots of things wiggle. It's like you've probably gone a bit too far. You know yeah, what I mean? That's yeah. usually my my litmus test. Like if I jump and yeah. my stomach kind of shakes,
yeah,
it's like, all right, you.
It's too much.
Yeah, you need to stop now, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
but yeah, like I think from that perspective, like if you want to push the weight up, if you need to push the weight up, but you also have to live with the fact that like that's a necessary evil as well. It's like, you know, we yeah. talked about the body dysmorphia thing last week. I pushed my body, you know, into some body sizes that have been very uncomfortable to then peel the body yeah. fat down to be happy with the end result. But it's like when you're midway, so you're like end of your peak bulk into that you've pushed a body weight that you've never pushed before. Mm. And then you're starting that cut where like nothing's happening. Yeah. You know, you just like still look
skinny
shit.
Fat. Yeah.
You just look shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're doing all the right things. That is not a good time. So if that's something you can't overcome, that's not a strategy for you.
Yeah.
So then you need to consider like, you know, probably like when people say like lean bulking, it's not even lean. It's just like, it's just making the surplus as minimal as possible.
Yeah.
Which will put on, which will add muscle size and less body fat, but it'll happen at a slower rate of progression because you're just not providing the resources, you know, optimally to create as much tissue as possible.
It's almost like the old school bulk of like just getting as big as you can, regardless whether it's body fat or muscles. Just yeah. like there's no possible chance you're leaving muscle gain on the table. You're eating enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
driving enough nutrients for my body to do as much as it possibly can to grow
yeah.
until you get to a point, like you said, that your effective hormonal profile, particularly yeah. for natural athletes and stuff. Then, if you wanted to do it but stay in shape longer term, you're trying to find the sweet spot of where's the part where I'm only gaining the minimum amount of fat but providing as much nutrients as possible to facilitate the muscle growth.
Yeah. I think there's a... I still think there's a point where... So, there's a point where you'll give the body enough surplus, but if you go any further than that, like, the extra weight gained is more fat than muscle.
Yeah, for
sure.
So,
like, if you give... So, let's just say, for argument's sake, like, I don't know, we'll go, like, 400 calories over, right? Let's just say 400 calories is enough to add, you know, 1 to 2% of body weight per month. Mm-hmm. And then associated with that 1 to 2% of the body weight, or even within it, is like a portion of that is body fat.
Yeah.
So some people would say, well, if I can push my body weight to 2.5, 3%, 4% body weight per month, that the ratio of of protein and fat is going to go
be
up.
The same.
Exactly. It's like the ratio of fat to protein is going to skew. Like it's going to go higher in fat. And I would argue at some point, the protein's going to stay the same. Not the percentage, the amount that you could potentially build.
Yeah.
So you've got to avoid that if you're adding on some size, but you can still add on that amount of body mass over time.
Yeah.
Because time is going to be the thing that's going to add it. You know what I mean? Like, because if you want to be in that surplus and adding that size, like the time is what's going to add it to the point where you... If you kind of just centered on the deficit, you'd be at the same point, but it'd just be like a poorer quality because there's like just too much fat in this one. There's, you know, kind of more muscle. So yeah, you just got to find that spot, like, you know, and then I think the leaner part of it is just like not overdoing it.
Yeah.
It's just not sending it on the...
So I think before he went crazy, Jacob Wilson used to have the theory that anything more than 500 grams a week of gain for a large male is... max. So if you're gaining more than that, you're not gaining any extra muscle after that point.
Yeah.
And then for fat loss, it was a kilo.
Yeah.
So if you're losing more than a kilo a week, you're not, it's not all going to be from body fat at that point.
Yeah.
If you're losing just as much muscle as you are from fat. So stay inside those windows in the other direction. And then if you're a smaller person, halve it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good place to stay. Like, we're not going to be able to prove it definitively, but it's like, it's really costly, tough, you know, complicated to add muscle tissue. So it's not going to come at the rate that people think.
Yeah.
So the more weight you put on rapidly, the more likely that it's going to be we'll just call it non-contractile because people can rebound and you know, super compensate with glycogen and then there's fluid and all that stuff as well. So
have back neck rolls and
that's it. Yeah, and then you can think about the other, like conversely, like going down in body fat, like the more you lose per week, if you're invested in maintaining your muscle tissue, because some people don't give a fuck, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're just like, all right, I just need this number to be whatever it is that'll make me feel better. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
But if you're invested in maintaining your muscle tissue, I would argue like you want to be, you know, not dropping rapid amounts of weight in a short period of time because it just can't be just body fat.
No.
Like it just can't be. Yeah. You know, like the initial phase of your deficit, yes, it'll be rapid because like the food volume is going to be, you know, lesser. So the, you know, the bloat and the distension and the
fluid, the glycogen, all of that stuff is
all going to rapidly deplete and or subside. But then after that, it's like you want to see, you know, a bit of a slowing down of that progression and whatnot.
Take your creatine, kids.
So yeah, how are we doing for time, Tim?
110.
110? Yeah, cool. Well, I've still got heaps of questions too, so we can continue this next
more
week.
More next week.
That's right.
And how to train hard.
Yeah, yeah.
It's my new thing.
Yeah, cool. How to train hard. I've been tooting that horn fucking for years. But let's do it. Let's do it. All right, guys. As always, like, share, sub, follow, comments, more questions, and we'll see you next time.